Checking the maps on a mobile phone is no excuse in California.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring their new, more personalized Delta.com. You can see what's new at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. An appeals court in the Golden State has ruled it's illegal in California to use a handheld mobile phone to navigate. The judge in the case suggested that if state law seems arbitrary, given that it's legal to manipulate other devices in a car, people should take it up with the California legislature to change the law. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews.
Well, a driver was pulled over for interacting with his maps, and he fought the ticket. And a judge in Fresno, California, overruled his appeal and said, no, if you're touching your phone for any reason, it's illegal, even if you're futzing with the maps.
That's so interesting because it's okay, I think, to use a GPS navigation device mounted to the car. It's connected to the smartphone where the problem creeps in.
That's correct. And it's this idea, I think, that the courts are trying to make a point that futzing with your phone in any capacity, using your hands, is not legal.
Yeah, there are even some rules in some states about you can't suction cup any device to your windshield because it, quote, obscures your vision. And you can get in trouble even for that in some places.
And there are lots of built-in entertainment devices that usually sound smart on the surface, right? There's a built-in heads-up display, but it won't play movies while the car is in motion. However, the back screens for the kids will play movies while the car are in motion. So then the driver is in a situation where they're sort of driving, paying attention to the GPS, maybe also getting requests from the back seat to, hey, you know, fast forward through Nemo. And then you have to find the controls for that.
There are statistics that show that distracted driving is dangerous.
It certainly is. It has always been dangerous. And, you know, some people who are fighting this kind of ruling will say, well, then picking up the binky should be illegal. And having kids in the backseat who are allowed to speak should be illegal. It's a complicated issue.
Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you.
A study from AT&T released 10 days ago found that 49% of business professionals, a higher percentage than even teenagers, checked texts and emails while behind the wheel, even though they were aware of the danger. The man behind the retail revolution known as the Apple Store and its genius bar has had a short tenure at the job that followed. JCPenney CEO Ron Johnson has been ousted after his sweeping overhaul of the store chain was met by plummeting sales. Johnson was in the job about a year. Board members and investors thought Johnson's changes should have been tested first in a few locations. The previous CEO, Mike Ullman, gets his old job back. The tech business story circulating through the digital commons is an unconfirmed report that Google could be interested in buying a company that lets people send text messages through the internet without racking up per-message charges from the phone company. The tech website Digital Trends suggested that Google might pay $1 billion for WhatsApp. Neither company is commenting. WhatsApp would allow Android phones to do the kind of texting that iMessage allows on Apple devices.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. By the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org. And by Emerald Data Solutions, whose BoardDocs web applications are designed to help governing bodies operate more effectively by eliminating paper and streamlining board packet processes. BoardDocs.com.
If we're to believe Facebook, its new software called Home that got so much attention last week makes Android phones more people-centered and less focused on individual apps. But there's new technology just hitting the market that is even more focused on a pressing human need. Marketplace tech producer Ben Johnson, what is it, a kind of video phone for deaf people?
Yes, there's new hardware and software from a company called Purple Communications that helps people who are deaf or hard of hearing make calls through an American Sign Language or ASL interpreter. This new smart VP system lets you have a video conference using your HD television. It also connects to smartphones, tablets, or regular computers. Purple's chief technology officer, Tony LaRosa, says it could help with paying your credit card bill, for instance.
So the customer signs using ASL, and the interpreter then voices to the credit card company. And anything coming back voiced to the interpreter is then signed back to the customer.
Purple's service is around the clock, and it goes both ways, so calls can also be placed to a deaf or hard of hearing person through an interpreter. There are other companies that do this sort of thing. Sorensen, for instance, sells video phones and tablets made especially for the deaf, but the technology here is moving forward quickly. Katie LeClaire plays a deaf character on an ABC family show called Switched at Birth and is working with Purple. She has a condition that causes intermittent hearing impairment.
My first experience with the technology in the deaf community was the Sidekick. And I was in high school, and I remember meeting these deaf girls, and they had a Sidekick, and I thought it was so rad. And I thought, wow, what a great way for a deaf person to be able to communicate, because it had the full keyboard, and plus it was cool and fashionable, and I was so jealous. Now I think that the technology has advanced quite a bit, advanced in a way that makes it a lot easier for the deaf person to stay in contact with each other.
LaRosa says the market for tech-driven solutions for deaf and hard-of-hearing people is growing.
It really levels the playing field for accessibility. I mean, it is truly equal access.
SmartVP is free to people who can show they are deaf or hard-of-hearing. The projects are funded by a long-standing surcharge on regular phone lines.
Marketplace tech producer Ben Johnson, thank you. Here's a story making waves in Britain. Facebook has started to charge users in the UK if they want to send messages to famous people. For several months, a test group of users in the U.S. have also had the chance to send messages to people who are not in their circle of friends for $1 a pop. The Guardian of Britain reports that it'll cost British users the equivalent of $14 to get a single message to Tom Daley, a handsome diver and TV personality. Author Salman Rushdie is a bit cheaper at about $13. A message to Britain's Secretary of Culture costs about 92 cents. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Last year, the mayor of Boston challenged that city to collectively lose 1 million pounds. With just a couple of days left, they've still got 904,000 of them to go.
It's not over until the fat lady sings, of course, but maybe the goal was just too ambitious. Perhaps a call to gain 1 million pounds would have better tapped into our strengths.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The downside of Boston's diet, next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.